This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It may be another weapon in the fight against the coronavirus. Johnson & Johnson is asking the FDA to approve its new vaccine. They say it's 85% protective against the most serious symptoms. And nobody who got the vaccine died or needed to be hospitalized, they say. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky has some good news about COVID-19.
I anticipate as our hospitalizations start coming down, and they have been, that somewhere next week, perhaps the week after, we will start seeing deaths come down.
But she's worried that Americans may start letting their guard down, like this Sunday, she says, Super Bowl Sunday, when her fear is that fans may gather to watch the game and celebrate. Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene tried to avoid punishment for controversial comments by calling them words of the past before the House voted to boot her off both of her committees. Sagar Magani reports.
Greene had questioned the Sandy Hook and Parkland shootings yesterday on the House floor.
You see, school shootings are absolutely real.
Same with the 9/11 attacks.
I do not believe that it's fake.
Telling colleagues she was simply caught up in Googling conspiracy theories.
I was allowed to believe things that weren't true, and I would ask questions about them and talk about them.
Greene says she regrets that. Democrat Debbie Wasserman Schultz didn't buy it.
A deathbed, mild walk back of a couple of wild conspiracy theories just moments ago is not enough to prevent her future harm.
Every Democrat voted to yank Greene off two committees. Nearly all Republicans voted no. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Don't look for former President Trump at his Senate impeachment trial. An advisor says he won't testify. House Democrats wanted him there. Donald Trump has resigned now from the Screen Actors Guild after union officials threatened to boot him. This is AP News. Alexei Navalny's appeared in a Moscow courtroom this morning. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports from overseas on what this is all about.
Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has appeared in a Moscow court for the second time this week, this time on a charge of defaming a World War II veteran. The politician, who was ordered earlier this week to serve 2 years and 8 months in prison, criticized the hearing as a disgusting PR trial intended by the Kremlin to disparage him. Navalny is being charged with defamation after he slammed people featured in a video promoting the constitutional reform that allowed an extension to President Vladimir Putin's rule as corrupt stooges and traitors. The authorities maintain that Navalny's comments denigrate the honour and dignity of a World War II veteran featured in the video. If convicted, Navalny faces a fine or community service. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.